Jackson.
Do you think there'll come a time where they will live here, or do you think that feeling will always be?
I don't know. I don't think they want to. I don't think they want to. Because if they have always been afraid. My granddaddy was sheriff of Jackson County back when my mother was about 16 years old. And back then they would hang people for if they did something that was that they deserved killing, and that's the only way they had them. They didn't have an electric chair or anything like that. They just took them out and hung them. I think that they hung one person while he was there. My mother-in-law lived in Hartwell, Georgia, and was brought up on a plantation where there were a lot of slaves. Her mother and daddy died when she was 3 years old, and this family took her. There was no kin to her, and they took her, and they were rich and had slaves. And I enjoyed so much the 20 years that I lived with her, telling me about the times and that during slavery, and how the slaves were treated. And she said some of them had good masters and were well taken care of. And she said the ones on the farm, and the plantation that she was raised on, was a good man, and he took care of his slaves. And she would, in her speech, she talked a lot like the colored people did in those days, because she was raised up with them. Mm-hmm. And she said on Saturday nights, well, they could sing, and they'd get out, and they had their headquarters all in a line, their houses, and they would all get together out in the road and sing and read their Bible. Some of them preach, and she said she enjoyed that so much. But she said that back then that they didn't go to the same church. The slaves, they had their meeting outside in the open. And but she said, oh, they could sing. So she never would forget how she enjoyed their singing. And she seemed to be close to those people, because some of them that she knew of were mistreated. When I went to school at Jacksonville in 23, they had what they called the poor house. And I don't know, it was, you had to walk up steps of a bank to get up to the colored quarters. And they had a lot of old slaves there. Some of them were claimed to be 100 years old. And the white one people were on the lower level. And I don't know, I guess they did away with that years ago, I don't know. But it was between Jacksonville and Anniston. And we would, on Sunday, we'd walk down there and talk to these slaves and colored people. And they had, I guess it would be called a nursing home now, but they had sick people there, people that couldn't walk, and that they took care of. But they called it the poor house.
When you were in Jacksonville, were there any black students there too, or was it mostly just white?
All white.
All white?
All white.
Was there a lot of men, or was it just basically female?
The only men that I can remember being there were ones that were studying to be lawyers or something like that, or doctors. Mm-hmm. And most of them were women. And they didn't, the subjects they had, was, they called it the normal school. It wasn't called the college then, it was called the Jacksonville Normal. And at that time, there's three normals in Alabama. One was at Troy, and one was at Florence, and one was at Jacksonville. And they taught you to teach. And the subjects that they had were different from what they have today. I know one subject that I had was child study. I guess it would be called psychology now. And I had this little girl that lived in the house that I was living in. She lived downstairs with her parents. And her name was Sybil Fant. And she was about 18 months old. A pretty little red-headed girl. And they asked me if I could bring her to school and let them talk to her and all in the class. And so Miss Fant let me take her. And of course, she was just happy with me because I played with her in the afternoons. And so I took her to class and helped me make a good grade.
I bet it did. Well, what did Grady do when y'all first married? Was he a farmer, or?
Well, he farmed, and then he worked at carpenter work. He worked in Gadsden some, and he worked in Aiken, South Carolina some, and different places as he would go over and work through the winter and come make a crop in the summer. And most of the time, though, he just farmed.
Well, when the war was going on, was he afraid that anybody in y'all's immediate family would have to go, or did
what?
When the war came on, did any person in your family have to go? Or?
Well, my oldest brother enlisted in the Navy before he married. I don't remember. He quit high school and enlisted in the Navy. And he was in the medical corps in the Navy, and for some reason the rest of them didn't have to go. He was the only one of them that was in the Army. Mm-hmm.
What night did y'all sit around the radio and listen to see what was going on, or
didn't have a radio?
You didn't have a radio?
Oh goodness no! I remember the first radio I ever saw was. The second summer that I was in Jacksonville in 1924, one family had a radio, and every family in close by would go and try to hear. Mm-hmm. It wasn't very plain. And I guess it was run with batteries because nobody had electricity. We had lamps. Yeah. And such as nobody had radios back then. And at night, while we would read, and if we could get a hold of a book, we'd read books. And if we had the paper, we'd read it. And that was our recreation. Yeah. And once a year, while they'd have a picnic, maybe they'd have one this Saturday in one place, next Saturday another place, maybe next Saturday another place, and that was, and then they had ball games in the summer. and they'd go to ball games. And at the close of school, they always had, one day they had dinner on the ground. Everybody took boxes and boxes of food, and especially when they had the picnic, they'd always have a big spread it on the ground.
Did you always just work as a teacher and a housewife, or did you have something else you did?
No, I never did do anything except teach and keep house.
Since your birthday was on Christmas, did you ever get anything extra than the other kids, or was it always the same amount?
Always the same.
But did they get things on their birthday too?
No.
They didn't?
No. We have a birthday dinner. On our birthday, my mother would fix us a birthday dinner. And at Christmas time, we didn't hang up stockings because we didn't have any to hang up. Mm-hmm. We just had two pairs, and we'd have one pair dirty and one pair on. And so Mama would save our shoe boxes. We usually got one pair a year, maybe two, not over two. And she'd save our shoe boxes and put them on the kitchen table, dining table. And when Santa Claus would come, he would put our apple, maybe two apples, and an orange or two, and raisins on the stem, and different kinds of candy, and maybe a nut or two. And I usually got a doll, and maybe the boys would get one little toy. And that was Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did get I never had a birthday present when I was a child in my life, because it was Christmas time, and I miss that.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy, I think I had the best daddy in the world. He believed in education, and he wanted us to have an education. And he read a lot. And well, he taught back when he was young, they had what they called subscription schools. And they'd make up money in the summertime and hire him to teach just in the community. That wanted to go to school. Of course, I don't guess they paid very much. But anyway, he would teach them. And he said back when he went to school that he didn't have, they made him learn the multiplication table through 25. We just had to learn the multiplication table through the 12 when I went.
But
he said he had to learn it through 25. And he had a good education. I just imagine that that he had, at that time, I imagine he had what would be equivalent to a high school education. And at night, he would, after we got our chores done, and we all had chores, everybody had a job. And we got our chores done and sat down before the fire. And we'd have I always had apples through the winter, just wagon loads of apples. My daddy would take rails and make pins out of those rails and line those pins with